Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Okay. So have any of you had the experience of needing to give a speech or a presentation or, let's say, a sermon, and you have absolutely nothing to say, or you have so much to say you don't know where to go? The last few days I've been preparing my sermon and I just haven't been happy with it. I was just lost in all the words that I had written down, and I just didn't know which way to go with it. And my frustration was quickly moving towards panic, you know, as I felt lost in all those words in my head and the five partially written sermons. And so it was at the end of messy church last night, and there was a group of us in the kitchen cleaning up, and we all started talking about it and joking about my sermon situation. And I said, you've all been coming to church so long. You know all the stories. Do I really need to say anything? And a wise person said to me, Annie, we know the stories, and still we all get lost sometimes. We do. We all get lost sometimes. Every single one of us. I mean, we get both figuratively lost and sometimes literally lost and need to be found. And Jesus' two parables this morning are about being lost, but more, it's about the joy in being found. Now, there's a part of understanding these stories that's important that I think sometimes we overlook, that first, to be lost, you need to have belonged. And you need to have been important, right? So the lamb and the coin that were searched for were someone's, and they were important, and to that person, it was worth the time and the effort to search for them. So we know God is the shepherd who looks for the lost lamb. And we know God is the woman who searches for the lost coin. So the lost people in these two parables aren't some people out there unknown. The lost are people who are already in relationship with God. Now, Jesus told these two stories in response to a critical and snarky and maybe partially under their breath comment by the Pharisees. Now, we love to put the Pharisees into the category of the villains. And maybe it's because, you know, we like stories with good guys and bad guys. But we know no one is completely bad or completely good. You know, the Pharisees, well, they were the best educated, and they were the most knowledgeable of Scripture and of God's law. They were dedicated to upholding God's law because it's central to their commitment to preventing their people from doing anything that would bring about an exile like they had experienced before. The Pharisees, they're really good people. They are really good people who lived within God's law. But at the same time, they were lost. They were lost in the details. The value of God's laws were never in the law itself. The values of God's law was always in the way that it brought God's people into loving relationships with God and with each other. I mean, the laws as God created them, they were to bring people closer to God and closer to each other in right relationships. The purpose was never to live for the law's sake alone. So the Pharisees, these really good people, they were lost within their dedication to following the law, because for them, to be right was more important than to be in a right relationship, which is a relationship based on love. This is where we get lost too. You know, sometimes we get so committed to our own perspective or our opinion or our point of view that we choose to be right rather than to be loving. We choose the law over the purpose of the law. We live with our need to be right or be in charge or to be heard or to be win as more important than to love. And there is no faster way to a strained relationship or to lose a relationship completely than when we choose to be right over choosing to love. Now, I experience this whenever I am so focused on getting my opinion out and heard that I stop listening to what is being said underneath the other person's comments. You know, when it's not so much what is being said as is the emotion that's driving the other person to say it. You know, or when I forget to pause and understand that the rush of emotions I am feeling, usually like to defend myself or to get up on a soapbox, well, that's my old stuff. And what's triggering me isn't about me. That's the other person's old stuff. That's their wounds. When I fall into my need to be right over my invitation and request from God to be loving, well, those relationships can be damaged and can even be lost. Jesus told these two stories about things of value once in God's possession that are lost and then found to really good people who were committed to God and following God's laws. Kind of people like us. And these really good people were lost. They were lost in all the words without understanding the purpose of the words behind those laws. You know, it's easy to get lost, according to Jesus, when we choose to be right rather than to love. We are officially lost. All of us good people mess up. We miss the mark and we sin and we take our focus off of God's way. But here's the good news today. God is going to seek us out and God is going to find us and God is going to bring us back into the way of love, no matter how long it takes or how difficult it is. You know, we hear these stories and we are reminded that, you know, lost people aren't out there somewhere without any faith. They aren't the people who don't know God. Jesus is telling this story knowing that the lost were right there listening. And this morning, it's for us. So being lost can mean so many different things to each and every one of us. It means we can lose our sense of belonging or our capacity to trust, or we just don't feel God's presence. Sometimes it's the sense of being lost because it's just too hard to go on due to illness or sorrow, or it's when it seems like our prayers are going unheard and unanswered. We feel lost when loved ones die, and when relationships end. And we can feel lost just with the challenges of living in fear or with anxiety or an addiction or bitterness. The list just keeps on going. Some of us feel lost right here in church when meaning we once held dear seems to have dissipated. We can be lost even as we, like the Pharisees, are doing our best to be in a relationship with God and with each other. And the good news for us, and this is what I think we overlook a lot, God also experiences our being lost. It's God who feels the loss. It's God who puts the effort out to find us over and over again. God who will look for us no matter how long it takes or how much effort it takes. God is not gonna give up looking for us and bringing us closer to God. So take comfort in knowing that no matter what, God wants us and God will find us. So for those of you in the kitchen last night, you got it? Okay. Amen.